AccuWeather forecast for today. We are looking at some morning clouds, otherwise turning mostly sunny but cooler. High only around the mid-60s. In Kenosha right now, some light rain reported with 59 degrees. Clouds in Burlington, 58. Light rain in Milwaukee, 59. And some light rain here in Racine. We are also at 59 degrees. National Weather Service going to be out today investigating reports of 4 tornado touchdowns last night up in northeast Wisconsin. Meteorologists at the Green Bay office say that the twisters were reported with a line of strong storms that stretched about 50 miles. They were documented in Shawano, Ocotillo, and Waupaca counties. Had damaging homes and barns, but no injuries reported. The Caledonia Village Board on a 4-2 vote said no to spending $30,000 on a financial impact study about forming a school district separate from Racine Unified, a decision that angered several in the audience and brought hints of election repercussions. Board member Kathy Trenadu telling supporters it would be prudent to defer pending the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance talking to state legislative leaders on what exactly they would need from the study and the total cost involved.
When we did the referendum to begin with, it was to find out if we should go try to change a law, because you had 7 years to do it and it didn't get done. Do it in a professional manner that has a procedural approach to it, and be wise with the taxpayers' money.
Trustee Ed Willing, critical of Representative Tom Weatherston's suggestion that a study needed great detail, suggesting public momentum on this issue was kind of like a moving train.
And Mr. Weatherston implied, now we've got to think about these, and we've got to think about economic impact and a lot of intangibles. I'm saying no. Honestly, I'm not concerned with people moving the goalposts. I'm concerned with doing something and showing our citizens that we're taking action. That was in April, and this is July, and they're growing impatient and frustrated.
Mount Pleasant trustee Dave DeGroote on hand noted his village board's interest, but said it's time to be bold and, in his words, do the right thing, while adding somebody has to go first. Trustee Jim Dobbs said, I'm not against spending the money, but I'm not going to flush it down the toilet without knowing total costs, what state lawmakers want from the study, and getting Sturtevant and Mount Pleasant involved. Voting for the study, trustees Willing and Kevin Wongard, President Bob Bradley, trustees Kathy Trenadu, Jim Dobbs, Dave Pratt voting no. Trustee Lee Wishaw was excused from the meeting. Well, borrowing on the old adage, if at first you do not succeed, the Racine Unified School Board will hold another special meeting at 5:30 this evening to try again and fill a vacancy, which they could not do with 23 ballots last Thursday night, tying on just 2 candidates out of a total of about 15 who had entered to try and fill the vacancy created by Lisa Parham's resignation. Also regarding schools, UW Board of Regents members going to meet on Thursday in Madison to adopt a budget for the next fiscal year, and the impact of state budget cuts on the system's campuses is now clear. According to budget documents, UWM would take a 5.1% cut in their base operational budget, Parkside a decrease of 2.46%, translated that's about $2.1 million. Parkside Chancellor Debbie Ford expected to release a statement on that this morning. 42% of the total state budget cut for the system would fall on UW-Madison. However, Madison's in a better position to make up some of that shortfall with other sources of revenue. A resolution sponsored by Kenosha Mayor Keith Bosman removing the $8 million federal grant that was received for expansion of the streetcar system from the capital improvement plan, plus the city's share for that project, and reallocating most of the funding towards street repairs that was okayed by the city council last night. Ultimate urged by members of the organization CUSH to reallocate the streetcar funding for expanding the city's bus system. While former city transit director Len Brandrup warned the council against not using the federal transportation grant.
Wisconsin made a choice with the change in governor to kill an $870 million high-speed rail project here in the state of Wisconsin. And whether you liked it or not is not relevant. But what's occurred since then is the state of Wisconsin is now 50th out of 50 states in getting discretionary grant money out of the Department of Transportation. I don't want to see the city of Kenosha be last of all the cities in the state to get discretionary grants because you weren't able to fulfill your obligations with a specific grant.
Alderman Kurt Wilson said ending the project means the taxpayers are the winners. The vote to approve the mayor's plan, 16-1. Alderman Anthony Kennedy, the lone no vote. Alderman David Bogdala withdrew a similar resolution that he had authored after that vote. Oh, and that 1,000-foot water slide at Racine's North Beach planned for next month? Not going to happen. Public interest lacking, in part because of the cost. Real Racine officials told by Slide the City's Scott Walker that with less than 400 people registered as of Monday, they'd take a huge financial hit. Going into the event scheduled for August the 8th, up to 5,000 had been projected to attend. Real Racine event coordinator Carrie Dawson calls it a huge disappointment, with social media comments focused on the cost being too much. $15 to use the slide once, $45 for a three-hour pass. Anybody who did register is being notified today by email about a full refund or the chance to use the slide at a July 25th event in Milwaukee. In Madison, the legislature's Joint Finance Committee held an informational hearing on the complex financing deal proposed to fund a new arena for the Milwaukee Bucks, but with no public testimony. Bucks President Peter Fagan telling Representative Dale Kuyenga this deal keeps the team in Milwaukee, pure and simple.
Do you give us your word that if the deal before us passes with no significant changes, that the Bucks guaranteed will stay in Milwaukee?
Unequivocally. And I can speak on the behalf of the owners as well.
Still not clear when a public hearing might take place on the financing proposal. Meanwhile, the Bucks and UW-Madison have a deal for the NBA team to do week one of training camp at the Kohl Center in Madison and a preseason game there as well. Assembly Democrats calling for some new rules when it comes to policy items in the state budget bill.
Sparked on by a now abandoned proposal to restrict public access to legislative records, Assembly Assistant Democratic Leader Katrina Shanklin is leading a call for new rules on how policy items are added to the state budget. She's introducing a bill that would require a public hearing and executive session on those items.
Which would give our constituents and everyone around the state ample opportunity to first find out what's in the legislation, and then, of course, say whether or not they support the idea.
The practice of slipping policy into the budget is not unique to Republicans. Democrats have done it in previous sessions. Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca argues what's important, though, is that it changes going forward.
This practice will end.
Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A repeal of Wisconsin's prevailing wage law going to be among the budget items up for consideration today at the Capitol. Republican Senate leaders wanting to move forward on dropping the law setting minimum wage for workers on publicly funded projects. Senate President Mary Lozick telling the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel as of last night they didn't have the votes to pass the repeal, but she said they expected to secure them by the time the Senate session begins late this morning. The issue of same-sex marriage has not only divided the state and the country, but apparently also Wisconsin's first family. The Washington Post quoting Tanette Walker is saying that she and her sons were disappointed, in her word, by the governor's grave mistake reaction to the U.S. Supreme Court ruling legalizing same-sex marriage around the country. First Lady said her views have been influenced by having a lesbian cousin who has been with her wife for 18 years. Governor Walker telling the Post his positions will not change just because his family disagrees with him. WRJN.com. Throughout the day, it's your source for our local news. Go to our webpage, find the local news section, listen to our newscasts whenever you want. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.